This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is Indiana Jones.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jock!
Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Jock! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? The Shawnee National Forest, located in southern Illinois, is home to groves of oak trees, sandstone canyons, and a diverse array of animal species. And that includes, as Indiana Jones suggests, many different kinds of snakes. And every spring and fall, there's a great snake migration. In the spring, they head out of the forest and into LaRue Swamp, and in the fall, they head back to the cliffs of the Shawnee. Between those destinations is Forest Road number 345, known colloquially as Snake Road. And twice a year, the road is closed in order to let the snakes pass. Right now, it's closed through the end of October. We talked about it on our program last year in September, and for the rest of the show today, we're revisiting that conversation. Because it's on tape, we're not taking calls live, but we always appreciate hearing from you about this or anything else we've talked about on the show. And future guest suggestions. The number is 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Okay, here now is our conversation on Snake Road. Joining us now to talk about this biannual migration is Mark Vukovich, a wildlife biologist for the U.S. Forest Service based in Shawnee National Forest. Mark, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Also with us is Sean Gossman, founder of the YouTube channel Hiking with Sean, featuring hiking and other outdoor recreation at the Shawnee National Forest and Illinois State Parks. Sean, welcome to you as well. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Mark, I'm going to start with you. Tell us a little bit more about this migration. What is the purpose of snakes moving across this Forest Service road?
Okay, Snake Road is located in LaRue Pine Hills Research Natural Area in Union County, Illinois, and it's a part of the Shawnee National Forest. And it's a road that bisects a limestone cliff and LaRue Swamp. And every spring and fall, these snakes move from these limestone cliffs where they hibernate out of cliffs into the swamp, and then in the fall they come back to these limestone cliffs. In the process, they cross this road, and we have a seasonal closure of the road starting March 15th to May 15th in the spring, and then September 1st to October 30th in the fall. But there's exceptions to that rule. Weather. And if snakes are still moving outside the closure period, I will extend the closure period.
And when you say it's closed to vehicular traffic. Can people still go on foot and try and scope out what the snakes?
Oh, yes. So we close the road for vehicle traffic, yes. And it's foot traffic, and people can walk the road and look at snakes, bird watch, or look at plants in the spring. Some really great wildflowers right off the road there that you can view and photograph. It's a marvelous place.
You know, we read this account where a former Forest Service biologist apparently was talking to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and said the road would look like a, quote, heaving mass of spaghetti, end quote. Is that still the case? Has that ever been the case?
No, I think that might have been a slight exaggeration.
Okay, so it's not like that Indiana Jones movie.
A lot of people visualize Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the whole ground is moving. But there can be some big days, what we call big days there. Well, you'll see a lot of snakes crossing the road. But I wouldn't call it a bowl of spaghetti.
All right. Fair enough. Sean, I want to bring you into the conversation now. So what has your experience been with this snake migration in the Shawnee?
Well, about 4 years ago, I decided to walk Snake Road to create a video for my YouTube channel. And back then, I wasn't afraid of snakes. I just really wasn't into snakes. And when I walked the road, I saw more snakes probably in that couple hour period than I've seen in my whole life. And I just became fascinated by them ever since then. So every migration, I'm there usually every weekend during the migration, sometimes through the week, multiple times.
All right, we've got an audio clip from one of your videos where you visited Shawnee during the migration. This is in fall 2021. Let's take a listen.
All right, got a cottonmouth here.
Step on me.
And got one going into his hidey hole there.
Third one over there.
Oh, yeah. Man. They are everywhere.
All right, so how do you, I understand that the cottonmouth is a venomous snake, so what do you do to approach the snakes without provoking them, Sean?
Well, I'll get about as close as 6 feet or more. I try to give them plenty of room in case they want to, you know, escape the area. I don't want to agitate them to where they strike. Usually when they open their mouth and start gaping, that's kind of them saying, okay, that's enough. Don't get any closer. They'll start shaking their tails. So I try not to provoke them too much, but I do get close enough where you could see them.
Mark Vukovic with the Forest Service. How can others keep, you know, what do you recommend to people in terms of keeping themselves and the snakes safe while they're maybe just out on a hike?
Basically what Sean said, you know, keep your distance, and let the snake go where it's going to go, and don't agitate them, and just, you know, view them from a distance, take plenty of photographs. You can get some really great photos there. And don't harass them, just let them do their thing. And I think it's a great place to view snakes, which, you know, in the past, you know, and still today, seen as vermin, it's a great place to kind of get over your fear of snakes. They have a job out there. They have a ecological role, a niche. And I think Snake Road is a great place to view them and to start understanding snakes a little bit better.
Say more about that ecological niche, as you said. What is their role? Because I think a lot of people think of snakes as sort of terrifying and they don't see much utility in them. What benefit do they have to the ecosystem down there?
Well, they can eat rodents, other amphibians, frogs, and lizards. They control other populations out there, like rodents and amphibians. So they have a job. And you know, northern cottonmouth is a little unique, and in fact, it can go after fish. So and so do a lot of the other water snakes as well. So they regulate fish populations as well. So They all have a job out there. And that's the way I like to relate it to the public.
All right. Let me remind listeners, we're talking about Snake Road in the Shawnee National Forest in southern Illinois. It's Forest Road 345, but it's known colloquially as Snake Road, and it's closed down twice a year for an extended period, to vehicular traffic at least, to let snakes migrate to and from the forest and LaRue Swamp nearby. And we're talking about this with a wildlife biologist for the Forest Service named Mark Vukovic and Sean Gossman, founder of the YouTube channel Hiking with Sean, who features hiking and other outdoor recreation at the Shawnee National Forest and Illinois State Parks. And Sean, I want to play another clip from your fall 2021 visit. In this one, you encountered a rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a real fast cricket.
Okay, we wanted to play that because I imagine not all of our listeners have actually heard a rattlesnake in nature. What do you find most interesting about seeing the snakes out there in the forest?
You know, specifically at Snake Road, it's so diverse, the different species. of snakes you see compared to the rest of the Shawnee. You know, you can see more snakes at Snake Road just walking down that road than you can in most of the forest. I remember that scene that you played of that rattlesnake. That was actually the first time I heard a rattlesnake rattle at Snake Road. They're usually fairly calm, but we kind of spooked it. It spooked us. We all jumped and it started rattling.
And are you wearing like the, what do they call those things you put on your like chaps or whatever those are called, the snake sort of guards or anything like that? Or are you just keeping distance as your main protective measure?
So I just wear, you know, ankle high boots. I don't wear the snake guards. I keep a really good distance. And if the animal starts to ball up or kind of get into a defensive position, then I'll usually leave it alone at that point. I don't want to stress it out too much.
Sure, sure. Well, Mark, how about that? So Snake Road has kind of become this tourist destination. Does it get busy? What are the rules in place in order to protect the people and the snakes?
It does get really busy. We started a volunteer program last year, and we got an average of 13 vehicles on a weekend day out there, which translates to over 200 vehicles on the weekends during the closure period. So hundreds of vehicles there during the closure period, just on the weekends. A lot of locals like to go there, like Sean, during the week. So yeah, it gets a lot of visitation, and we have enforceable rules there. No collecting and handling snakes. They are protected. So you can get a ticket for collecting snakes. And
has that been a problem
them.
In the past? People trying to get, do people really want venomous snakes as pets?
Yes, it has. Illegal pet trade has been an issue in the United States for quite a while. And then anti-venom. Some people will try to collect snakes for venomous snakes to get anti-venom. So yeah, we definitely have issues with that. And then we have some unwritten rules like sticking to the road. In terms of safety, that's probably like the best thing you could do. You know, I do see a lot of people with snake chaps. But if you stick to the road, you carefully watch where you're walking and inspect areas before you move, you should be okay. But that's one of my favorite rules, unwritten rule, is just sticking to the road. You can see plenty of snakes just walking along the road.
Yeah, don't venture off the side of the road. Good advice, I think. Sean, last question maybe to you. If someone is afraid of snakes, would you try to convince them? What would you say to them to try and get them to come out and witness this migration?
Well, a lot of people are afraid of snakes, and there's a lot of folks, a really, really good community at Snake Road that you can go out there at any given time during the closure when people are out there, and you can join people walking the road, including myself, if you see me, you know, and as a group, you can really tell how snakes are, you know, they're pretty much just like us, you know, they don't want to be messed with too much. They won't chase you. You know, they don't strike first. They don't fall on you from trees and whatnot. And it's just it's a really good experience.
All right. Well, I'm going to take your word for that, Sean Gossman of the YouTube channel Hiking with Sean. Also, we've been speaking with Mark Vukovic, wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Sean and Mark, thanks so much for being with us to talk about the Snake Road today on the 21st Show.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you.
We love hearing what you think about what we've been talking about, whether it's today or any topic in the recent past. Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. We will be sharing some of your responses on air from time to time. And that's all we have time for on today's program. You can find all the ways to contact us, that phone number, our email address, social media. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can find past segments or subscribe to our podcast. You can also just look us up on Spotify or Apple. Just search for The 21st Show. 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.